Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know what? We've got to talk about my new found passion.
What's that?
The Roman Empire.
Oh, I'm going to put that down. I don't even know what you're talking about. We've got
the barbarians
so much
and
don't tell me.
Right. So you can just ask me as we're going. So I was like, right. I'll say,
yeah, but why would I just mention it off the cuff?
Because you said when we was talking about it, what's that stuff? Your new found passion. You get into it like
I'll
that.
Do it, and so people listening won't know. I've shoehorned it in.
Okay, cool. Right.
You ready?
When you are, baby.
Hello. See, now you give me... I'm
it.
So conscious of that hello
I
now.
I love it, because your face, people can't see your... Yeah, your eyes are open and everything. It's got a Keith Chegwin vibe about you.
Hello, and welcome to... We're Not Playing Snooker, Series 2, Episode 3 now.
Mm.
3. We're going well.
It's going well. How do you think it's going?
I really like this series. You know what?
Why?
I noticed? You know what I realised, right?
Yeah.
So, as people are listening to this one, right? Now, you won't be able to get your head around this, but as people are listening to this, we've actually recorded all 6. I know we're physically sitting here about to do Episode 3, but we've actually done all 6.
You know, I don't like this Back to the Future bollocks.
I know,
but... you're going to confuse me.
But... the only way that people are listening to this now is because all 6 are done. Okay?
Of course, yeah.
Right. Yeah. But then I realised that at the end of episode 1 of this series, I mentioned the people around the world that are listening, where there's just one person in each country, to contact us. But of course, that's pointless because we've recorded all 6. Do you know what I mean?
No, because they'll contact us once they've listened to it.
Yeah, but then we've done all 6. So
we won't be able to answer back.
Until...
and this is
three.
What I'm talking about with this Back to the Future and fucking Terminator. You know what I mean? John Connor bollocks what we're doing.
Is he Welsh, Back to John the Connor? John Connor? Oh!
What's been happening? You're right.
We got lots now. First thing I wanted to say to you, right, is that you lost your phone.
And this is the problem. This is the problem we've got today. And I'm quite pleased. It's almost like a blessing because there's going to be no Lineker update simply because...
whoa!
There's going to be none because, like, my phone, it's got 24 hours before the SIM kicks in.
We could call it from mine.
No, I don't know his number.
Well, it'll be in your phone.
Yeah, but I'm not turning my phone on until...
well, it's on now, I can see it.
Yeah, but what? It's not on.
Why would you... turn your phone on, the SIM might work then.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, but the thing is I wouldn't do it from your phone. What are you talking about? Why would I do it from your phone?
Do me a favour, open the door and leave your attitude outside it, all right?
We can't because until the phone kicks back in.
Why is it taking so long?
We'll do one next week. We'll do one next week. We'll see if we could get him. I'll see if I could get him to leave an answer phone message just to say, listen.
All right, that takes it to another level.
I've had enough of it.
No, don't tell him what to say on the message.
I'm not. People are going to get bored of...
well, do you know, it's nice to have a little break from it this week then.
Yeah, let's have a break.
We've got Writer's Chest. All right, we haven't got Lineker update. We've got Gazza story. You done your homework?
No, I haven't, to be honest.
Oh, fuck's sake. So no Lineker update.
It's all about me.
No Gazza. Well, it's not about you.
Obviously, I can turn up late. It's fucking... I'm doing everything.
So you're late. There's no Lineker. There's no Gazza. Look at you,
because
why did your lip just go like that?
Because I'm feeling like I want to... I just flashed into my head. I want a white collar boxing match with you. That's what just flashed into my head. I'll punch
that
fucking head off.
Never seen your lip go up like that.
Because you're just annoying. You're annoying me.
It's like you had a little Elvis going on.
You're annoying me.
Gums are covering the teeth.
I'm all right. What else?
He's done it. We've got him, everyone. He's done. This is the real Ian Wright.
It's not.
This is it. You prod and prod and prod, then you uncover him. The lip goes up. The teeth get covered over by those lips. The arms get crossed.
What are you saying about my lips? What are you going with
Why
the lip
have you
for?
Moved the curtain?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. What? Come on, let's get into it. Because like people... Anyway.
Right, oh, you're going to have to come up with a Gazza story.
I don't know. Once we start talking, I'll see what comes. Okay. I don't know.
Right, so we start with Wright's chest. Is this going to be the Roman Empire?
Yes. I mentioned it, didn't you? Didn't I? I mentioned it to you about the Romans and how they try to colonise the world and...
What have you been watching?
They just like enslaved and they were fucking terrible people. Terrible fucking people, the Romans. What they were doing, they're shagging each other, blokes. It was just.
What do you mean like, shagging each other? What's
you know,
that mean?
Men were, you know, like everyone, children, everybody, no one was exempt from being raped and killed by Romans.
I don't want this on the podcast.
But the thing about it is that what I didn't realise about them is the way they tried to go out and conquer the world. And then they're talking about, like, barbarians. So we're talking about when they tried to go to Germany and Spain, and then Attila the Hun got involved, and people like Arminius. So you know when they went to Germany to try and take over Germany?
What podcast are we doing now?
I'm just telling you what I'm just talking about at the moment.
History of the World
no,
with
Ian
Wright.
No, it's History of the World. It's just like, it's so interesting. I didn't do enough history when I was at school, and I love it now. Watch a lot of Discovery and try and read a lot of stuff. But what I didn't realise is that what they'd done, they went to places like Germany and that, and they took all the sons off. They took their sons.
What year are we talking?
409 ADs, in and around that time.
AD.
And so what they'd done, so they got the German, and then in the end, the Germans grew up in the Roman and like Roman soldiers, and then they turned against them. It was, and then they called them barbarians, and then.
Well, I don't get. Yeah, okay, I get the fascination, but what part do you
because
think?
Because of the way they rose
the
up, the way they rose up.
Yeah, but why is this meant to be a light-hearted, fun podcast? Do you think people are going? I hope they talk about the Roman Empire on this one.
It's not that. I'm just talking about. You know the point I'm trying to make?
No, I have no idea.
Let me tell you, the point I'm trying to make is that the Romans called them barbarians, but they were really freedom fighters.
Right, okay, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so previously on podcasts, right, we've had chats about when you lost
Attila
your virginity.
Attila the Hun was a fucking bastard.
Why are you? I don't get why.
All right, then.
Have you got to deal with History Channel?
No, I've got nothing with them.
If I turn on the telly later on, the Roman
Boudica,
Empire. With
Boudica. Oh my God. Boudica, what the Roman Empire had done to
Wasn't
Boudica.
Wasn't he not a gladiator?
She,
on the 80s?
Actually, she.
Boudica, you will go on my first whistle.
God, it was horrible what happened to Boudica and her daughters.
What
and then
Boudica?
She turned into a...
Did
well,
her
husband,
a
husband was... her husband, the king, got killed. He was killed.
Why? How did he die?
Well, the Romans killed him.
Why?
What the Romans ever done for us?
Why?
Well, because he was...
I'm going to Google Boudica.
He was one of... Yeah, Boudica. Right. So, what is what? He was a king.
Who was? Mr. Boudica.
Yeah. And like when he died, they came in to want to take over his land and everything. She said, well, you can't do that. And we had a deal with you and everything. And then they reneged on the deal.
Hold on. Boudica is a fictional character featured in comic books published by DC Comics.
No, that's bollocks.
What are you watching?
It's Boudica.
I am Boudica. By the power of Boudica.
It's history. No, it's not a fictional. She's not a fictional character.
Boudica is a fictional character featured in the comics published by DC Comics.
Let me see how it's spelled.
I think you're watching the Cartoon Network.
No. That's the different. That's not the right spelling for Boudica. Let me put it in. All right, where is it? How do you do it? And
what do you mean? How do you do it? It's an iPhone.
Is that how you spell Boudica?
How do you spell it?
B-O-U-D-I-C-A. B-O-U-D-I-C. Aha! Right. Da da da! Yes, you thick bastard. Go and read it. What's it say?
No, hold on.
You spelt it. He spelt it B-O-O-D-I-K-K-A.
Oh, sorry if I don't know the spelling of
what you
Boudica.
Ask, what does it say about her, please?
Boudica.
Can you read it out?
Please? Yeah, it says Boudica or Boudica or Boudica. It's different spellings. Mm-hmm. And known in Welsh as Boudig. Boudig was queen of the British Celtic tribe, who led an uprising against the occupying forces of the Roman Empire.
Go on, Boots!
When did you say? What year?
I don't know. In and around 3-4 ODs and all that. Where was it?
Where? What year?
I don't know.
Well, you're watching it.
Yeah, but there's other stuff that's more interesting.
What year?
I can't remember. 609 OD.
609. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're miles out.
What am I? What is it?
60. I mean, where are we going with this?
Okay, no, it's just very interesting stuff. Go on, I just love it. I literally love. I didn't realize how much I love history because when I was a kid, I hated it.
Yeah, but
I
think that's because they teach it badly at school.
Honestly, it was. You know what it was? It was people who were so desperate. In the end, they had to rise up. People like Spartacus. What are you going to say? Spartacus weren't real. Spartacus wasn't somebody.
Can I tell you a funny story about
that?
Go on, then. So you know Kirk Douglas was Spartacus.
Yes.
So Kirk Douglas's nephew, great grandson, or whatever, apparently was at the Comedy Store, right,
mm-hmm.
trying his hand at stand-up,
mm-hmm.
stand-up comedy, and he was going down. He was absolutely bombing. He was mm-hmm. fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, he said in the middle of his set, "Don't you fucking know who I am? I'm Kirk Douglas's nephew." And then someone stood up and went, "I'm Kirk Douglas's nephew." So did someone else. That's beautiful. I hope that's true.
I love that. I love that.
I hope that's true. Last time I cried, properly cried, was I think when my first one was born.
What was it like? How did it feel?
It's just very, very long emotional day.
Was it like, it overcomes you, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it's relief. I think it's more relief that, you know.
I know, that was pretty intense, like, especially my second, because I watched them both when they were born. And I think that is about as I don't know, obviously you're so connected to your missus at that point, you know what I mean?
Although my missus did turn into fucking...
Oh, Jesus Christ, turn into that woman on the bed in Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Fuck. I was so afraid of her, you know what I mean? You know when you do the...
what? You know, when she was about to give birth, right, my missus was making noises and the midwife calmly said, "Less noise, more pushing." Huh. And my wife went, "I fucking made noise, I won!" And I looked at this woman, I was like, "I'm so sorry." But also, don't tell a woman who's just about to push out a child.
No, less noise. I remember.
Calm it down a bit.
You know, because
calm it down,
I went to the classes, which I found just brilliant. And you know what? It was really good because, like, we bought the DVDs where you can, or the music tapes where you can listen to.
The whale music.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Do your whale music. But if you're just about to give birth, that's perfect for you.
Right. And I remember we used to have it so as we could go to sleep and put that. So it was the tranquility of the surroundings. That's what you're trying to.
Do you reckon whales sleep well?
I don't know.
Because they're surrounded by that all the time, aren't they? What's the matter, Dave? I just can't sleep. Go over there. Ooh, that's getting on my fucking nerves now, mate.
You know what happened with Mick Jagger? So 19...
You're telling it now?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So what's happened with Mick Jagger? So I remember it was leading into... I not long got injured. So everything's happened with me with the World Cup. And Glenn Hoddle's told me I'm going. Everything.
What, 98 this is?
98.
Right.
And so then I got injured in the game against Morocco the 2 weeks before we actually go on the, we had to meet up properly for the World Cup squad, and I get injured, so I'm out of it. And so then I'm getting ready to do the television ITV, and obviously we're going to France, and then I get this call from, so I don't even know who it was, and it was somebody saying, "Hi, Ian, I'm representing Mick Jagger, and I just need to have a word," and I just went, fuck off. You know what I mean? I thought it was someone just messing around. You know what I mean? I'm just messing around. I don't know what was going on. And then he called back again. And then it's actually, the second time it called back, he's obviously said, he doesn't believe what was going on. So the next person that came on, the phone went again. It was Mick Jagger's voice. And I said, stop fucking about, will you? And Mick Jagger was trying to say, no, and I got the phone.
Ian.
Didn't say it like that.
Ian, why don't you...
And the thing was...
What did he say, Jagger?
Ian, it's Mick Jagger. And
do the voice.
I can't do Mick Jagger's voice.
Just try
it. I can't do Mick Jagger's voice.
It.
I cannot do Mick Jagger's voice.
We can all try voices.
I don't know how Mick Jagger would say...
Just try it.
No, I'm not doing it.
Go on, just give it a go.
No.
Go on, please.
No, I can't do Mick Jagger's
just
voice.
Just try it.
Ian. It's Mick Jagger. He's Australian now. But anyway, he said, Ian...
That's why you thought it wasn't him.
Yeah, hang on a minute. So so when he said, no, Ian, it's me. It is me. And he's like, it's Mick Jagger. I need to ask you something about the football. He literally said, and I went, seriously, is that... And he said, yes, in his Mick Jagger voice. And I said, I'm really, really sorry to hang up on you, Mick. Really, really sorry. I don't know if it was a sir then, to be honest, but I remember really being, you know, when you go, oh, Jesus, so cringe. So then he just said to me, listen, I've got to go and do some stuff for French television at some stage, and they're probably going to ask me about England, because obviously in France, I'm English, they know. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to talk about. And I said, I said, that's not a problem. I said, what you want to do is, and I swear to God on my children, I said, don't go into real details of anything. You know, talk about the individuals, the young guys who have just come in. Beckham was in there. And I said, but we've got a young guy, Michael Owen, right? Because remember, Michael came into the squad when I was in and around. He actually came on for me in that Moroccan game and scored. And so I said, we've got a young guy named Michael Owen, who you're really, just say, I'm really excited about him. He's been brilliant all season. He's just broken into the squad, and I'm just hoping that, that he can maybe get a game and we can see how great he can be and this and that. Fuck. Only so we saw what happened. He done it on the French television. The next time Michael Owen scores that goal against Argentina, and then I remember I got a call from these people saying, Ian, thank you so much. It went down so well with him. It looked like he really knew his stuff about England and the young guys coming through and that, and it's brilliant. And so what happened was, about 2 years after that, went to Barcelona, me and about 20 riders. We rode on the bikes, went over on the Harleys to Barcelona, because Harley Davidson had one of their rallies there. And we was me and three of the other guys were staying in the Arts, right at the top. Who was next door? Mick Jagger and all his family and that. And he found out I was next door. Came across, and he says, Ian, how you doing? Honestly, could you imagine what it was like with the... Jeez. Can you imagine what it was like, my boys, when Mick Jagger came across and then opened the door?
G'day, mate.
And then he came in, and then everybody said... You know, everybody was really massively overexcited to see him. Hey, what's that? Mick Jagger, come down, this and that. And he said, listen, Ian, I just want to thank you for the France thing, this and that. I'm doing the show in the stadium. You know, all the guys, everybody, you're all welcome to come. And I said, oh, that would be brilliant. Oh, thank you so much, this and that. He said, thanks a lot, did it that. He left. And then these people came in. They gave us about 30 tickets. You know what I mean? We were backstage.
Wow.
You know, it was just like, you know what I mean? It was one of those situations where it was really surreal and weird and strange. You know what I mean? But like, it was one of the moments where I do love telling people that story, because I didn't even know what to say to him. That's the first thing I said. Just talk about Michael Owen. And then Michael Owen scores that goal. Made Mick look amazing. Sir Mick look amazing. Yeah, but the Phil Babb story...
I don't know it.
Yeah, but the thing, what, me being fat?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with Phil Babb? He was just being rude.
Well, I don't know this story. One of your...
Well, all it was is that when we was playing, he just kept calling me old man. All right, old man? Can't get past me, old man.
Right.
To be honest, he marked me pretty well. Didn't get past him. So that was quite... That was something where I thought to myself, got past him a couple of times, but he's playing well. He's doing well. So remember the time when he crashed himself into the post?
Yeah, oh my God, that was awful, wasn't it?
You know what happened? He said, God, that was horrible. You know what happened to him? His hip. I think something happened to his hip. It knocked it out, and it knocked all... You know when he banged into the post and it knocked him out of sync? So,
out of alignment, yeah.
Oh, God, so I think one of his bollocks or something was... You backed off. Something happened where he was crushed up, or something happened, but it was a lot worse. And I was just thinking, oh, he's just had a bang on his nads. I heard that there was a story. Have you heard that the worst pain that a man has been in was something happened where his pelvic or something got out of line?
I don't know if I want to...
One of his bollocks got crushed.
What?
One of his bollocks got crushed in between the... I can't remember it, because... something happened with his hip. Right, and then I can't remember what the accident was. Yeah, something happened, but his bollock got caught some in the crush between. Yeah, and it got crushed between. Even when I think of it, it makes me feel like I'm going to vomit.
One of my best pals when I was growing up, he told me one of his mates at school. So this is genuinely not a it happened to me story. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a mate of a mate. that he was masturbating.
Uh-oh.
And he one of his testicles went round the other one. You know, like when you get off a swing and you swing the swing man and all the rope tangles up at the top?
Yeah.
That's what happened to his testicles, but they didn't untangle.
Untangle.
And he had to go to the hospital. He had strangulation of the testicles.
I've never heard of that.
And they had to untwine it. I don't know if they like flicked it and went, whee! And it spun round. And he went, oh, my goodness.
How's that happen? What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you think he had?
Because I'm trying to think of how do you get tangled up?
So ferocious, wow. I would imagine.
Why are you aggressive with yourself?
I don't know.
Why is he so aggressive with himself?
Take that. Oh, I'll show you. But can you imagine, though? Can you imagine your nad swung round?
I can't imagine, because how much can it swing round? You just got a little sack there. What else?
Okay, here's a testicle question for you. Mm. Right. Is one of yours lower than the other?
I don't know. I've never. I don't know. It's in the sack. How am I supposed to know that?
What?
What do you mean?
You've got two testicles.
Of course I have. Right. What do you mean? Is it like one? Is it lopsided like that? Do you mean?
No, it's one lower.
No, I've never looked. I've never looked like that.
What are you talking about? You've never looked at your.
Not looked. You know what I mean? You just every now and then I just have a feel to see how they're going in respect of.
Which
the
is
shape.
Good. You should always feel. Your
always do that, yeah. Boys. Always do that. Yeah. This is something else I was talking to someone about the other day.
Can I just tell you a story about this?
Go on then.
So Jason Cundy, who of course,
yeah.
Right, he, you know, sometimes I find it, can I tell, yeah, I can tell this and it might lead to another one. Sometimes if I think of something inappropriate, I have to weigh up in seconds whether or not the comedy value outweighs how inappropriate it is. Right?
Yes.
And he told me the story, okay, I don't know if I'll leave this in. He told me the story of when he found a lump on his testicles, right, and he had testicular cancer. Thankfully, it's all gone away, and he's you know, touch wood, great, he's fine now, right? So he was telling me the story. It was quite a deep conversation. He said, "You know, I sat on the couch at home, watching EastEnders, and I was just rummaging around, and I felt a lump." And I went, "When you felt the lump, did it go?"
See, that's the kind of joke I don't like. I don't like. Because that's not funny. We're laughing at something that's not fucking funny, Andy. That's not funny because there's people it's happening to now. So, you know what I mean? That's you, again, taking the opportunity that everything has to be a fucking joke.
Why'd you laugh? Why'd you laugh?
Because it's fucking funny because of stupid music what comes in when something dramatic happens. And that was quite dramatic. But the fact is, deep down, we know that that's happening. So how can you even think like that?
Have you got a Gazza story?
No, I haven't.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I can make you love me, right?
Yeah, now, I love answering these simply because it's just absolute bollocks.
No, it's not bollocks. It's because we found out the last one was quite deep, wasn't it?
It did go deep, but like, it still didn't make me love you anymore or like you anymore. I'm exactly where I was when we first started.
Out of 10. If 10 is you concede you love me, where are we at?
We're at about a 4 on these, easily.
No, just in general.
In general?
If someone goes, what do you think of Goldstein?
I love him.
So I'm a 10 anyway.
Yep, you're a 10, but you're saying for this to make me love it, won't make no.
But won't you feel as though we've gone at the end of it, won't you feel we've travelled on the same journey together?
I don't know, because even last week I've forgotten what we were on about.
We put things in like make a statement where we...
Oh, yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Tell your partner what you like about them.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I
that's quite deep.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, here's today's questions, okay? Go but on. The idea being, if you don't understand what we're doing, the psychologist years ago come up with this 36. Questionnaire.
And they got paid for this.
I don't know if they did get paid.
They probably would have.
They probably got funded. But we talk about all these questions.
Some university in America.
We talk about all these questions. Should I try and get on one of the shows the fella that came up with it? Should I try and get him on the phone to tell us a bit about it?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
I bet we won't be able to get him.
I can get anyone. I've got you.
I'll get him.
I'll get Professor. All right. The idea being that we go through these, we talk about them, and then we find out more about each other.
Yeah, but you said, by the time you finish these 36 questions,
yeah,
I will love you.
No, what I said was, at the end of all the questions, I'll put the burning building question to you. Who do you rescue, me or Lineker? And see if you've changed your answer.
Wow.
All right? Because at the moment, you've just looked at me and gone, what's that mop? And someone go, oh, that's Goldstein's hair. You left him in the building, dying. And you go, yeah. Anyway, big ears, should we go down to the pub? That's where you're at the moment.
Well... Yeah, I probably am. Like when you said Cantona, you'd probably do the same.
You know, I thought about that. I wouldn't rescue Eric because I don't know him. You're my mate, so I'd rescue you. I'd rescue a mate. That's the thing. I'd rescue a mate. I'd be devastated because you know they go like, "Why have you?"
Jason Cundy, me and Jason Cundy.
Sorry, what was the question?
See?
I just thinking about Cantona in that building.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Ooh la la, what can I do?
I look like a burnt out matchstick there, wouldn't I?
Jesus Christ, that's
you're saying about
horrible
the
image.
Yeah, but like my head. If you had to choose,
how are you gonna go?
Oh, I don't even like thinking about it. I was reading this thing the other day about people who invent like execution, like things about execution.
What are you fucking reading?
I don't know anything that I get at the minute.
Executioner's Motherly.
Right. So what it was is that this fella, they had to try and think up a way of executing people really painfully.
What? Hold on.
Right, so what they've done...
He what century are we talking?
Way back, in Greek time, whatever it was. This metal bull, right? Metal and everything.
Have you been watching Indiana Jones again?
No, I've not. In New York, you know that bull, what was like, you could see it sometimes, it was just sitting in America, on the pavement.
How are you spelling bull?
B-U-L-L.
Oh, okay, bull.
Bull. Right, and so it's a metal ball. You get in it, and then what they do to kill people, it's got the mouth is open, right? So then they light the fire underneath it. They put you in it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
How they kill people? How they executed people?
Well, they make a giant ball.
Yeah, out of metal, and then they heat it up, put you in.
Why the ball? What's the relevance?
The relevance is that when you're screaming, the noise comes out of the ball.
Well, he put you in a chimney. Why has he got to be a ball?
Because they wanted...
So people go, there's a screaming ball over there.
No. What it was is that that's how they used to execute people in certain
places. I don't believe that.
The screaming bull or something. See if you can get it up.
Right.
Execution method.
Right, okay. Oh, my God, here we go.
What's it say?
The brazen bull.
There you go.
The brazen bull, or silicon bull, was allegedly a torture and execution device designed in ancient Greece.
Right, and so the reason why I was telling the story is that the irony of it is that the fella that they got to invent it is the first person to get it got executed in it.
What? The bloke that made it?
The bloke that made it is the first person they executed in it.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
See if it works, jump in. What? What?
No, it's not for me. No.
No, go
in
on.
You pop.
But show us how it works.
I'm telling you, the first person that was executed in it was the fella that invented it.
Why are you reading about all this?
I don't know. It's just that when it comes up, it's just interesting stuff. It's just I just want all that stuff. Somebody said to you, as you get older, you want to know more. You want more. Okay. You know what I mean? I just heard about that. But that is something that I have nightmares about. I'd hate for that to happen to me.
If you had to choose, how would it be?
I wouldn't. In my sleep.
In
my sleep.
Yeah. Not screaming like your passengers on your plane.
No.
See, it's a Tommy Cooper gag.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's a Tommy Cooper
gag. Not even funny.
Right, here you go. You ready for the questions?
Yes.
Question number one of today's three.
Yeah, go on.
What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? Great question.
Cancer, children are cancer. I don't think that should be joked about at all.
Well, I made a joke about it earlier on.
Yeah, I don't find it. That's what I'm saying. It's not funny. I've got a friend as we speak.
Yeah.
Who, unfortunately for him, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? He's been given, I think, 6 months now.
Jesus.
You know, it was stupid. Again, didn't check. Didn't check.
What's and he got cancer of?
The
pancreas?
Yeah. And he didn't, and in his bowels, in his spine now.
Oh my God.
And he was peeing blood and didn't tell anyone. It's like, you know something, he might as well have committed suicide the first time he started peeing blood. Might as well have just killed himself. It's so sad. One of our mates is going to go, we can't speak about him when we're playing, because we play golf and everything together. We can't even speak because it's ridiculous.
Jesus.
So while we're playing golf with him, he's probably going and have a pee, and it's happening. Where are his mates? He didn't tell us. This is what I'm saying. You guys, you've got to talk about it. You've got to say, you cannot be peeing blood for that amount of time and not mention something or do something about it. It's, you know, and so, like I say, jokes about that is, you know, like I said, Gazza used to tell those kind of jokes, and they make you laugh, but they're not funny. You know what I mean? It's like when you listen to Ricky Gervais, you know, talking about child sickness and stuff like, or, you know.
Do you find that funny?
I don't find it funny, but if it makes you laugh, you feel bad.
See, I think
that's what it's about.
What he does is, I find it funny, because when he's talking about it.
But it's not funny.
No, hold on. When he's talking about it, the thing he's talking about isn't real. It's not like he's picking.
He's talking about it's not real. It is real, because we know that children die of cancer.
No, you missed my point. So did you see his last stand-up?
The Humanity.
Right, when he pretends he's got a baby in a cot and it dies, and he says to Jane,
"Yeah,
oh, no, it's a..." that because that is so far-fetched and so would never, ever happen, and he's...
What, cot death?
No, him being in charge of a kid, and that's how he'd react to it. Because that is so far removed from reality.
Yeah, but he is setting...
He's not joking about cot death.
Yeah, but he's setting up the scenario like somebody who would be a new dad, so he doesn't know how to deal with it. We're all new dads, and none of us know how to deal with it, but he's already set up a scenario. He prefers dogs, prefers animals and stuff like that. And so he's putting out this kind of like scenario where, you know, he's just holding it up like that with one arm, like what, by the waist, by the neck, what, you know what I mean? It's all that stuff. I'm thinking to myself, when he done that, all that stuff,
yeah.
The first time I watched it, I couldn't watch it.
Really?
No, I couldn't watch it, you know what I mean? And I think to myself, that's too close. Now, when he does the religion,
let me ask you, because here's the problem I have with that is, because if something is labelled comedy, you know it's not meant to be taken seriously.
Yeah, but that's not how it works. That's why people get offended, and then people say, "Oh, come on, it's only jokes." Yeah, but jokes can go too far.
Yeah, of course.
That's why they say, "What is comedy?"
But hold on,
tragedy plus time.
No. But people get offended if they're directed to a person. Like if you did a joke about a certain person, they can get offended. But if it's a generic moment in life,
so in that crowd of people, you're telling me that there's somebody in there
who
may have had a relative or a child. Is it funny to them?
No, of course, yes.
Yeah, but even with you, you're saying he's removed himself because it's him in that situation. It's still
okay. So
the scenario of cancer, children.
Right. You can't make jokes about anything where there's a tragic outcome.
Yeah, but of course. Yeah, but I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying that that's the cut. You just asked me. What was the question?
Yeah. Right?
That's what you asked me, and I said I would probably stop those. I'd stop those because, like, it touches too many people for it to be funny. People will laugh, but they'll feel bad. Is that what comedy's meant to be? Is comedy meant to be you're going to a night out to watch Ricky Gervais, who I do like, especially when he does all his other stuff. You know, you're going there, you're going to pay your money to watch him make you laugh. But you're supposed to feel bad about what he's made you laugh about? Because you will. You'll feel bad about that.
Because it's not real, because it's so lighthearted.
I'd love to know what the listeners think about that to the podcast. In respect of that kind of joke.
That's his style, isn't it? That's his
style. It is his style. So people know that they're going there for that. But you can't say, just because it's his style, you know he does that. You can't say you're not going to be like feeling bad inside. You know what I mean? You know what he's going to do, but you feel bad inside because you're laughing at something that you know happens.
Okay, well, what about then? He sometimes makes a joke about how wealthy he is.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What about if there's someone sat next to me that hasn't got a pot to piss in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll be going, like, fucking hell, he's always going on about his money? No. Or do you think they go, that's funny, because it's a joke?
Well, I think you'll get both. You'll get both, because there's people who will be like that. There's people who will be at that show who are right bang up against it, but they probably got, they might be going to that show to get a fucking lift, to get a little bit of a lift, and then he's going to, what, talking about how, maybe joking about how much he's got. So some people, they won't find that funny because of the moment you've caught them in. In that particular time, it might not be funny. It's like when I laugh at these jokes, some of the time, like you say something, you know, you're funny, but because you think of the scenario and you see the scenario and it's funny, but it's not funny. I don't like that kind of comedy. The question you've asked me is, I've given you the answer. That's what I would probably
Okay, but tell me
right now.
The question is, what if anything is too serious to be joked about? So you're all kinds of death.
Plane crash death, that kind of stuff.
Any death?
Cancer kids.
So any death. Hold on, you say cancer kids, why not cancer adults?
Cancer anybody, right. Cancer anybody.
So death.
Yeah.
You can't joke about death?
No.
You can't joke about death. Okay, anything else? Just death.
Yeah, I'd say I don't like death.
No, I know you don't like it.
I don't like people joking about death, if I'm going to be totally honest. We know it's all coming, and you know what I mean? Sort of, everybody knows it's coming, I should say.
See, I think you should joke about it.
Why? Yeah, but you can joke about it. But
oh, so
it's
the
way you do
it.
Well, you can joke about it, but it's the way you do it.
Again. Can you joke about death?
Well, you can. Yeah, you can joke about death. But, like, if you're going to tell me joking about death and airplane crashing death...
No, I'm not. But now you're saying that you can joke about it. So
yeah, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. I haven't got a problem with them doing it, but I'm just saying I don't like it.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying death is too serious to be joking
for me,
about.
Sometimes. Right, it's okay. certain instances and certain comedy routines on death wouldn't make me laugh, and I don't like it.
Right.
Are we gonna get all that in?
I'll let it down, it's fine. I'll just so you'll go, yeah, you're right.
You're a fucking wife.
Right, question number two for today. Your house containing everything you own catches fire. After you saved your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save one item. What would it be?
There's nothing in my house right now that's important enough. Once them lot are all out, the girls, Nancy, once everyone's out, that I could say, oh, fucking, I've got to go back and get that.
Wedding pictures?
Nah, because like...
Jewellery?
With the wedding pictures, this is what I was talking to you about, that guy who I hate now, who was a best man at my wedding, him and his missus, threw me and my mate under a bus, we tried to help him. And in the end, I'm not going to go into what he done, but even saying that, like the wedding photos, I need now, because I was sitting down the other day, and I was just going through them, and every time I saw him and his missus, both of them have been absolute nightmare, and threw me and my mate Tony under a bus. I cannot look at them. I can't even look at my wedding photos.
Your recent wedding?
Yeah. My second wedding. 8 years ago, 9 years ago it was. And I cannot look at those pictures because he was the best man in it, and he's in and around most of the pictures. And if he's not in and around, she's in and around it. So I need a really good Photoshopper to get them out of it.
You
because
can do that.
Can we do that?
Yeah. What's your Twitter name?
Ian Wright Zero.
At Ian Wright Zero, okay. If you can Photoshop. There are people professionally doing
honestly,
it.
Honestly, if I just need right. somebody to... We've got it in a really nice book as well. Will I be able to get him out of that book?
Yeah, of course they will. They can because, do anything nowadays.
You know, it's somebody that you talk about... You know, and as time's gone by, and I realise how much the guy was using me, and all I ever tried to do was help this guy. You know what I mean? And so as time goes by, I just realised how much more I disliked him, how much of a piss taker he was. You know what I mean? And so now I cannot even look at my own fucking wedding photos because he's in them.
So you wouldn't save them?
No. I wouldn't save them until they've been Photoshopped. And you know what? If they got Photoshopped, I'd save them. You know what I'd probably do? I'd probably let them go and then get Nancy to get the reprint or whatever it is and get them done.
I know someone that they
I
got...
I fucking hate him even thinking about him now.
They got married. Mm. Right, this is recently. Hated the pictures that the photographer took. Hated them. So a couple of weeks later, went back to where they got married. Same outfit. Got a new photographer.
What, with all the people?
No. It was a private wedding. It was like they ran off to get married. And they did it again. Just did the day of pictures. And they're the ones they
used. Will that work? Will that work? Because like, it's not the same, is it?
No, I don't think... Well, only you would know, wouldn't you?
Because you, when you're doing those on the wedding day, and I know that the photographer says, oh, can you come over? But it's in the moment. Isn't that what it's about?
I know, but
in the moment,
when you look at a picture, you go, "Oh, you look beautiful." And
yeah, why didn't they? Why didn't they like it?
Though? I didn't see the pictures. They were
the pictures
so bad.
Bad focus, bad lighting, or
shit photographer.
Oh God, that's a nightmare.
So you'd save your wedding album?
I'd probably save my wedding album if once they've been photoshopped.
Okay. I don't know what I'd save. I'd probably
see. This is what I'm saying. There's not enough because you're saying if I was out the arse, would I say the wedding book? I wouldn't say that.
No.
It's only because we were talking about it.
If I could go back in and save one thing,
I'd save one pair of my Red Wings because you could wear them for everything.
They are great boots.
Probably save one pair of my Red Wings.
By the way, we both like Red Wings. If you
you're right.
They are. Hold on. Let's do this properly. They are one of the most comfortable pair of boots I've ever had, Righty.
Look, I'm wearing Red Wings but now, but I would probably because you know the thing with them is you could wear them with everything. Yeah. So
show me them.
So whatever you're wearing, you could probably get away with a pair of them boots. You could wear anything with them. So I'd probably, now that I think of it, go and get one of those. One pair of the Red Wings.
That's a great answer.
Thank you very much.
A pair of boots.
One that you can wear with everything.
Because do you have your mind on one pair, one specific pair?
Probably, yeah. I've got a brown pair with my rainbow laces in them. Brown suede with my rainbow laces. And they're the ones you can wear with... You can wear a suit, you can wear jeans, you can wear until you get yourself going. They'll keep you going.
That's a great answer. Man, I don't think I can.
What would you do? Jacket or anything? What you got?
I don't think there's one specific item. I mean, presumably I'm wearing a watch when I've run out of the house.
Mm. No, but I take a watch off as soon as I get in the house.
Probably be my hairdryer.
See? You're talking bollocks.
Honestly, I've got a Dyson hairdryer. It's amazing.
You're not going to save that. You can get that. You can replace that.
What are you doing? I'm just going to get the hairdryer. You're just, fucking mad.
That's
what,
you know, it would be
time.
Really good. He got everybody out. It was really good, but he went back in for the air dryer and the roof collapsed on him.
No, I've just said, you've got time to safely make one final dash.
Yeah, but you don't know if you've got time, really, do you?
Because well, in this scenario, you do.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. The scenario is false, then.
Oh, where's Righty gone? Oh, he's gone to get his boots. Oh, he's not coming back. The house has blown up.
Yeah. Yeah, but what did he go back for? He just needed a pair of boots. All he had was a pair of...
Well, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but he went back for an air dryer.
Oh, I get that. He's got great hair.
What a wanker. I love that. Really, serves him right. That's what I would say.
He had a pair of boots on when he came out.
He didn't.
Why did he come out barefooted when there's a fire on?
Because you're not going to think, oh my God, let me go and put on a pair of boots. Or let me put something. You're trying to save people. The last thing you're thinking of, oh, let me put on a pair of boots or let me put on these. You're not going to do that, are you?
You pick them up as you run out.
No, you don't pick them up.
You left one of the kids. Yeah, I got me boots, though. Hairdryer, boots. Good answers. Right, this is great, this last one. Okay. Now, it says here take 4 minutes. I think 4 minutes is too long. I think 90 seconds.
What are you talking about?
All right. The question starts, take 4 minutes.
It's right. Telling us to take 4 minutes.
Yes, but I'm going to do 90 seconds. I'll time it. All right. It says, take 4 minutes, 90 seconds. Tell your partner, that's each one of us, your life story.
God, fuck that.
In as much detail as you can.
No, I'm not doing that.
You can't not do these questions.
I'm not doing my life story in 90 seconds.
Okay.
Right?
90 seconds. Hold on. I'll time you. 90 seconds. Okay? So your entire life story, this is Ian Wright's life, in 90 seconds, your time begins now.
Born 1963. Dad left when I was 18 months. My brother, Morris, was a year and a half older than me. We grew up together. We grew up in Broccoli, Southeast London. Then my brother Nicky came from Jamaica. He was 10. He was a nightmare. Never really bonded. Didn't bond. Then my mum had my sister through my stepdad, who was a bit of a nightmare. Smoked a lot of weed, drank a lot of drink. Him and my mum. It was a horrible household to be in. Let me see. Then I went to school, met a great teacher, Mr. Pigden, when I was 7. Taught me to read and write. Turnham. He was fantastic. He's the one person that I would say he shaped my life. Went to Samuel Pepys, went pretty well. Started playing football when I was about 8. Never got into any trials till I got to Crystal Palace. I should have talked about my girlfriends, Sonia, Sharon, Beverly, Deborah, and now my wonderful wife, Nance. I don't know. It's... What can I say? You know what I mean? In respect to my life, I think my life now is where I want to be. Everything I've done up to this point has made me what I am today. And a lot of that has come down to my wife, Nance. She's the one that's made me what I am.
5 seconds left.
I love her. Love her more than anything in the world.
1 second.
Fuck off.
Well done. That was brilliant.
What is fucking brilliant about that?
That was brilliant.
Like, couldn't do anything.
No, that was brilliant. Well done.
You feel like I've left myself bare there.
No. I thought, oh, he's gone too heavy on the early part of his life. You won't have
well, that's the early part of my life is the one that sticks out more than anything.
I mean, you didn't talk about anything to do with football, really.
No.
So if someone
because
was
the
listening
biggest,
to
the
that,
biggest memory...
if you play that to someone that goes out and you listen to the story, you go, fuck knows.
Mm.
But it's good. You did well.
Well, the thing about it is that the more I look back at my life, that sticks out more than the so-called success.
That's
bit,
interesting.
That's
good
the bit.
You've done well.
Right, it's going all right.
Good work. Well, that's all we've got time for then.
We off?
You happy with it? I've noticed that at the end of every...
You know something? No. I really hope that we can... I'm very, very pleased with what we've done today.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
this is not like you.
That our Ricky Gervais... You make sure a lot of that gets... I'd love to hear what our listeners think of the death stuff and the Ricky, right. And I really am interested to see that because comedy and all that stuff now, it's, you know, talking about transgender and talking about everything now, like you say, everybody somewhere is offended by something and comedy has to go on, but at the same time you still got to be sensitive to certain people.
Yes, I agree with
that's
that.
The only thing.
Okay, all right, I agree with that. See, we've ended it on a good note.
I like that.
You alright?
Well, it makes, yeah, I'm happy about that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.